used to be when they put in a house, they'd go out and dig a trench across the road and pile of dirt all around. You see, the road is all rough or torn up. And if it's raining outside and your wife brings you your raincoat, she might say, "Now here's your raincoat. I want you to
wear it."
How about put it on?
Put it on, that should be all right.
And if something happens, what do you say? And, well, let's say the cat knocks over a lamp and breaks it, and your wife comes in and says, "Did you do that?" You say, "No, I didn't do it."
I'd say that darned old cat did.
Here's one. I don't think we've gotten this. If you don't do something accidentally, but you do it with foresight, you say you did this.
Well,
forethought.
Beforehand, I would say.
Well, or it wasn't an accident. He did that
on purpose.
Huh? And let's see, in from 1861 to 1865, the Yankees and the Confederates did what?
Fought a civil war.
Let's see. If you raise something up, do you have any slang expressions for that? Or here we go. If you come to a tall board fence and you're with a friend and you want to get over it, would you say when you
climb or jump?
Well, you want him to help you. He'll stand
up. Oh, boost me up.
How about, do you ever use hoist there?
Well, I don't think it would be that. I think hoist is used more for an inanimate object.
I didn't know how to ask that.
I think that's the way that would be. Of course, now that would be all right to ask a person to hoist a person up. But as I say, I think they use hoist more on inanimate objects. Mm-hmm. See?
I almost asked you about lifting hay up into the loft.
Yes.
Would you have answered hoist there?
Well, they do. It would be all right to say hoist, or you could say, well, I doubt if you would say lift the hay.
Oh, if you leave some place very quickly, do you have any slang expression for leaving quickly?
Well, you rushed off.
Yeah.
Or you was in a hurry, or?
I noticed in some parts of the state, they say he lit a shuck.
I never heard that.